This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Sarah Hugh and Doc 2 on FUBAR Radio.
All right, Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. What is going on here? I'm not having much luck with this at all. Yes, Sarah Hugh, my headphones. Can you hear me?
I can.
My headphones are broken. What a great way to start.
And you were my surprise.
Oh my God, I'm back. I can hear myself. That's weird. That was weird. All right, we are here now. Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. But Doc and Sarah are away. You got a very, very, very special guest, Michael Payne.
In the flesh.
You! God, I'll tell you what, man. It's been really, really hard getting myself, Doc and Sarah all together for
I've never seen you all together in the same room. Are you the same person?
I know. Weird, right? Mm. Weird. But I think, like, even out of, like, we've been doing this show for 2.5 months now or something. I think it's been, like, six times or something. We've been together. But, yeah, they're both away today. I'm just assuming they are off vacationing together somewhere.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. Yeah. I'd like to think so.
Me too. Probably not Doc's wife. She'd probably like to think
Maybe it's a sort of open relationship and they're kind of...
She's there too.
Yeah.
She's there.
Maybe it was her idea.
Yeah.
I'm not one to judge.
Oh, God. Hey, yeah, really, really good to have you on the show, man. Stoked.
It's lovely to be here. I'm super excited. Super excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, Mr. Payne? What do we call
him? Yeah, let's call me... Let's go Payne. With Mr. Payne. Or just... Yeah, Payne's fine.
Payne's
yeah.
good on some
nice
Bond villain
monosyllabic.
Shit.
Yeah, Bond villain shit. Yeah, Hugh and Payne.
Oh, man, it's good to be back. So I've only... Because the last time... actually, it might have even been the last show that I was on here before I went back to Melbourne. You might have been on that last show.
Yeah,
then. Anyway,
I was indeed a guest. Yeah,
so this is cool. So I've been away for the comedy festival for the last. I've been away for 3 weeks. Yeah. Just got back over the weekend. And then I found out, I saw in my emails, so I was like, we got Mr. Payne filling in.
I never left.
All right. That's good, man. It's great to have you on the show. So what's been happening? How are you?
I'm very well, man. It's a nice sunny day. I'm very local, so I had a nice sort of scenic journey here. And I've just been creating a bit of music, just putting my fingers in different pies, not literally. my culinary skills don't stretch to baking, I'm afraid. Yeah. Metaphorical pies. I've got a gig tonight, actually.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm playing a gig tonight. So I've been doing quite a few gigs recently, and I'm playing Camden Barfly tonight with Nick Brewer, Manga from Roll Deep, and the headliners are Asteroid Boys, my good friends from Wales.
Nice.
Yeah,
I'm from Wales, and I live right near Barfly. Maybe there's a connection there.
Come through, mate.
Oh, I wasn't going to say that.
I saw the hint. Just emanating from your very being.
It was hanging in the air. yeah, because I noticed you're on the Lucozades, mate. You got like 5 or 6 bottles.
You think I was hungover, innit? It's just my drink of choice. Right. It's just my drink of choice.
So it's nothing to do with pre-gig prep. You're just an addict.
I'm just a bit of an addict, yeah. And plus, there's a two for £2 in Tesco. Other high street supermarkets are available.
Right, okay, I wasn't sure, because I know that you do get sent quite a few, like, you know, little care packages and stuff like that.
I do indeed,
and I thought you might have been... I'm on radio today. Maybe I should just take in a few Lucozades and just go.
You never know.
God, that mic. It's so easy to work with this smooth, lubricative Lucozade.
Indeed. If anyone's listening, I do have two quite large bottles of Lucozade in here. So I love some free stuff.
Oh, good man. Hey, also, we've got one of your mates coming in at Baron 5 today. Locksmith.
Locksmith's going to be joining us from 5. Amazing MC. I saw him at Don't Flop on the weekend. Big up to Body Bagnall, big up to and big up to Freddy Krueger, all the organisers at Don't Flop that made me feel so welcome. Amazing battles, massive shout to Luna C. But yeah, I saw Locksmith there. He handed me a CD, and I thought, you know what? what better than to get him in as a guest this week, you know?
Hey, hey, have you listened to it yet?
I have indeed.
Are you sure? Are you really putting everyone in jeopardy here if you haven't? He's coming in, it's going to be great. I haven't actually heard it. Yeah. I don't actually know what it is.
Yeah, he could have tricked me and just given me a blank CD just to test me, actually listen to it.
He comes in, he's like, yeah, man, I do both types of music. I do country and western. That's right. It's going to be good. It's going to be a good day. I'm looking forward to that. Oh, man, so have you been to Melbourne before?
I've not been to the Antipodes in at all. I'm really, really aching to go to Australia or New Zealand, you know, but never been invited.
Oh, mate, I'm sure it's on the cards. I'm sure it's on the cards. Was that another little care package?
That was my hint for you next time you're going back.
Sure. If anyone's listening out there, British Airways, you can follow me at Michael Payne. It's amazing, man. It's so much fun. So, I mean, I just moved here from Melbourne six months ago, but I was born here.
Right.
Which is good. Small little hook. But, yeah, so I was just back for the comedy festival I was just doing 2.5 weeks worth of shows there. And, man, it was so much fun. And the best thing about, like, you know, say if you go on holiday somewhere, you try to catch up with as many people as you can, but it's hard. People are busy. Mm-hmm. Life gets in the way. But because when you're doing a show every night at the same place, same time, I just had people coming out of the woodwork. So nice. I got to catch up with so many crew, man. Uh-huh. It was so good. But what I want to tell you about up next was basically I had a little bit of an interaction with someone who I had a really, really wonderful night with, right? Not like that. Not like that.
We'll get to that later.
You know, but we had a really, really great time with someone who apparently knew me. I didn't know them.
Awkward. Awkward turtle.
I'll tell you about it. I'm next. But hey, right now, throw my kick off the show today. Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Michael Payne filling in.
Yeah.
Here's a tune, Trafalgar Square, by the man himself.
It's me.
You're on FUBAR. That is brand new from Michael Payne, Trafalgar Square. And Mr. Michael Payne is joining us in the studio right now. Not only joining me in the studio, but he is filling in for Doc and Sarah as co-hosts today.
I am the filler in, no Craig David.
And mate, we're just talking then as well. This is like brand new. That's brand
100%. I just put it on my SoundCloud a week ago. A week ago. Good ass, and then we tweak it. I put it on my. It's just. I don't know how long that's going to. When's it going to be socially unacceptable to echo a week ago?
No, you still got ages.
I'm going to do it until. I can't even remember the rapper's name now. I'm an idiot. Until he gets out of prison, basically. I think it will be socially acceptable till he gets out of prison. But anyway, so that's been on my SoundCloud for a week. And so have a listen. Peep my SoundCloud. Michael Payne. MikellPane. But for now, I am on the radio with Hugh Joseph.
Good man. Man, I love it, man. It's killer. You're riding all the hooks like you...
I am, yeah.
Good so riding hooks, man.
Thank you very much. That's song samples Long Hot Summer by the Style Council, Paul Weller's band, and it was produced by Loudmouth. Really, really cool, good mate of mine, amazing rapper, amazing producer. So yeah, I got him to produce me a tune, and that's what he gave me, and that's what I wrote to it.
Bang, mate, we are very, very lucky that we get first spin here on FUBAR.
Indeed.
Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Sarah and Doc are away. Michael is filling in, which is very, very cool. Now we're just talking before about I just came back over the weekend from Melbourne, and was there doing the comedy festival, and one of the shows had. A group of people came up to me after one of the shows, and there's about 7 or 8 of them, and one girl from the group came running over and was like, "Hugh, how you doing? It's great to see you, da 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 da, you know, really so glad we got to see the show," and da 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 da, and I was like, man, I'm sure I know her, and she was like, "Da da da, it's been ages," and I was like, shit, it really is one of those times where I was like, I definitely don't know who you are, but I recognise your face, and I'm really, really trying to piece this together, you know what I mean? And the thing is as well, is because I was back where I've just moved from, like, you know, I got a long history there.
Yeah, of course.
This person may have just turned up from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. You know, you've got to start doing those little things, but to try to figure out who it is. And when you are pretending, because I was, you know, I'm socially, I get very, very, it's important to be polite.
Yeah, of course.
For me, so like if somebody comes and goes, "Hi, it's so good to see you," I was like, "You too."
Yeah.
I'll go over the top. I'll give him a hug. I'll give him a little pat
mirror
on the bum.
Mirror the enthusiasm.
God, man, it's so good to see you. Come for Christmas. Come to my house for Christmas.
You start making up festivals. Come for my bar mitzvah.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, exactly. Which is a great way to get money out of them too.
Yeah, indeed.
So, you know, I was straight away, I was committed to figure out, who is this person? Who is this person? I want to know. Anyway, so, you know, a group of friends come over and stuff, and then they're going, "Oh, look, you know, we really like the show. Mm-hmm. We want to take you out for dinner.
Right.
Are you free? Like, you know, obviously you need to, you know, pack up and do your thing, but say, you know, give us half an hour or something. Will you be free to come for dinner?" I was like, okay, I definitely don't know any of the group, and I kind of know... Well, I don't know. I know that I know this person somehow because I recognise their face. Mm-hmm. But that could have been anything.
Yeah.
I could have seen them on like Crime Watch.
Could have swiped her on Tinder.
Could have swiped her on Tinder. Exactly. It could have been anything like that. I didn't know. So that being the case, I was like, you know what? Yes, I am definitely in for dinner. I'll meet you in half an hour. Da, 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 da. I'm going to go and just see if I can just, you know, I essentially just had to pretend to know who this person was until I figure out who they actually are. Yeah. So we ended up going out, you know, they took me out for a really nice, like, you know, dumplings and drinks and da da da. They were lovely. And, you know, and the whole time I had to pretend that I knew who this person was tonight. Because, you know, now it's gone so far as well that she's there with a group of her friends, you know, and I'm there, like, you know, sitting next to her and we're buddy, so good to see you.
You're in deep
so
these
long.
Times.
I'm like, if I turn around now and go, "Shit, I'm really sorry, like, what's your name again? Who are you? Da, 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 da. This is even in the dinner. I didn't even know her name in the dinner." So I was like, had to wait, listen really, really carefully to other things until someone goes, "Oh, blah, blah, blah. Did you, did you?" And then I go, bang. So halfway through the dinner, finally got her name. Mm-hmm. And I was like, cool. Still doesn't get me any closer. No, I know her name now, but it's like, but how do I know this person? So you know what it's like when you got to start asking like little clues, and
of course,
you know. And I started slipping really bad. As soon as I had a couple of beers, I started slipping. And stuff like, so when did you get back to Melbourne? That's what I said to her.
Right.
Thinking surely she's gone overseas.
Yeah.
Surely, maybe been on holidays. Could give any clue away to maybe something to tie in on Facebook.
Yeah.
Anything at all? She's like, I haven't left Melbourne for like 12 years. I was like, damn.
Peak.
Shut me down. So we go through this whole dinner. I'm slowly trying to piece together bits and pieces of information. By the time the bill comes, and they very generously paid, lovely people. I had a great time, had a nice dinner, da-da-da-da-da. Left, said goodbye, and I walked away going, all I know about you is your first name.
And that you've never left Melbourne.
And that you've never left Melbourne. And I don't know anything else. But I stayed committed to trying to be polite enough to pretend that I knew someone who apparently knew me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the most awkward thing socially, you know, you can possibly do, I reckon. I've had sort of instances like that. But the weirdest one I had was... the most comical one I had. I was walking down Stoke Newington, coming back from a mate's house, and just walking along the high street, and at a junction, a car just sort of pulls out as you know, he's about to turn left onto the high street, and it's pulled in front of me, that the window's gone down, and the driver, I recognised his face straight away. It's a guy that went to my primary school, but I hadn't seen him for like, you know, 10, 12 years, prior to this. Yeah. But I recognised him. I vaguely remembered his name as well. So he looks out of the window and he said to me, "How are you doing, bro?" And I'm like, "Yeah, cool. How are you doing?" He's like, yeah. We have this long conversation to the point where, you know, people behind him are, you know, honking their horns to get him the hell out of the way. And, you know, he's asking me about my family. Oh, and he's asking these kind of vague questions that kind of, you know, coincidentally just, you know, kind of apply to me. Almost like a horoscope, you know what I mean? And he's, and you know, like I said, we're chatting for about 5 minutes and he's, you know, he's really, really, really concerned about my welfare. And as he drives off, the last thing he says to me is, "Okay, mate, I'll see you later, Clive." And just drives off.
Oh, no.
And I'm just like, I just had a conversation with someone who clearly does not know who I am. He's going to spend his life now thinking he ran into Clive again.
Yeah.
So fair play to him, man.
Man, that's next level, because that's not even like, neither of you knew who each other
that's
was.
The
and
thing.
You're both pretending
completely
to know.
Completely different wavelengths.
And maybe he saw you and was like, shit, maybe, is that Clive? I have to say something.
Yeah, otherwise black guy really with glasses. Good. Clive was a black guy with glasses. You know what I mean? Could have been anyone. Could have gone out to Will I Am. Aye, Clive.
God,
do you know what I mean?
I reckon, like, for stuff like that, like, I know me and my ex, we used to, we had to have like a little like a code, like a little thing. If we would be out, because I've just notoriously got a bad memory with stuff like that. Yeah. Good with faces, shit with names.
Same.
Really, really bad. Which is why half my best friends are just bro.
What's up? Oh,
10-year anniversary. We've been mates. What up, bro? You know, stuff like that. So she knew that I was terrible with it. So whenever we'd go out somewhere, if somebody came up and went, "Hey, how you doing?" and I'd shoot straight to her and go, "Oh, guys, have you met Jenny?" And Jenny would go, "Bang, click," put her hand out and go, "Hi, I'm Jenny. What's your name?"
Yes,
and I go,
course.
"Cool." And at least I got a name. You know?
I've tried to adopt that system, but my friends are too stupid, basically. Yeah. And you know, I've said it to them before. I've said, "Look, I'm really, really crap with names, right? So help me out, right?" And you know, they know I'm a musician. And I'm not famous, but I'm quite well known, right? So there will be people that will come up to me and they, you know, they'll start these conversations expecting me to know everything about them that they told me the last time we met on a drunken night out when they were just giving me their autobiography and I clearly wasn't listening. But the next time they'll come to me, you know, they'll be like, "How's it going?" And I'll just be like, "Oh God, who is this again?" But you know, like you said, you maintain the politeness, right?
So definitely.
I'll be as polite as hell, and because hell is polite.
Hell is very polite. I never thought of it like that.
and then you know, I'll say to a friend, you know, let's take my mate Max, for instance, because for some reason I'm always with Max. If you're listening, Max, mate, I'm exposing you, mate, because you always do this to me. If I don't recognise someone and I don't know their name, I'll say, "This is my friend Max."
Yeah.
And then Max will just stand there.
Bastard.
It's just the most awkward sight.
Why, Max?
He just hasn't learned.
Why?
He hasn't learned.
Oh, man, it's terrible. It's terrible. Like, you know, because I actually had even someone, like, you know, naive when I first got to London. Someone was like, "Hey, man, what's going on? How you been?" And da da da. I was like, "Oh, yeah, good. Nice to meet you." Da da da. Walking through one. He's like, "Man, just a couple of quid. Just a couple of quid." And I was like, "Shit, I really genuinely thought we knew each other." not at all. You just wanted some money. Fair enough.
You're lucky you weren't super polite like your mates and just be like, "Let's go out to dinner.
I know,
I'm paying." They'd be like, "Okay, yeah." Right. Actually, they'd be like, "No, I only want £5 to buy some crack."
Oh, actually, man, I am pretty scruffy. Maybe that's what happened in Melbourne. They were like, "Poor guy. This poor homeless guy. Let's take him out for dinner." And here I am thinking, "Oh, you guys know who I am." No, shit. Hey, we'd love to hear your stories. You know, when have you pretended you knew someone that definitely knew you? You know, maybe you just completely forgotten who they were, or maybe, you know, like Michael Payne, maybe you'd been out and you'd had a drunken conversation and just forgot everything. But these are the kind of stories we're looking for when you've pretended to know someone who knew you. You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio or at FUBAR Radio on the Facebook. Or you can give us a call.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, man, I would love to hear from you. It's 0330223020. It's 2300200. Yeah, get in touch and we'll get your stories up next right here on FUBAR. Sarah Hugh and Doc 2, Doc and Sarah Way, Hugh and Michael Payne.
And the winner's Hove, my man. Spit coming to a town near you.
Rock boys.
Love that song.
Jay-Z, yeah, man.
Absolutely love that song. Have you heard the song that it samples? Make the Road by Walking by Menahan Street Band.
Nice.
Equally beautiful piece of music.
Nice.
Yeah, just a bit of trivia there. If anyone's going to enter up Jay-Z pub quiz.
thank you, Mr. Michael Payne. Very much filling in today for Doc and Sarah. Hugh with you here on FUBAR Radio. And we're talking about when you've had to pretend you knew someone who came up to you and obviously knew you, but you just couldn't figure out how you knew them. I had it happen to me in Melbourne when I was there for the comedy festival last couple of weeks, and somebody came up after the show. Girl came up and was like, "Da da da, so good to see you. It's been ages. Me and my friends want to take you out for dinner." I was like, "Sure, free meal."
Mm.
Play the game, try to figure out who this person is, spend the whole night with these people. Came away with a first name, and that's it.
And a full belly.
Oh, thank you very much. It's just one of those things, man.
Yeah.
It happens. I mean, it's not even necessarily like a thing where, you know, say if, you know, if someone, because, you know, I'm sure this shit happens to, like, you know, big celebrities and
100%.
Stuff all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. It's not even that. You could just have a really bad memory.
Of course.
Like, you know, I've got a crap memory. I've always had a crap memory. You know, I did too many funny cigarettes when I was a little girl.
Still do. Still do.
And, you know, so the memory's just been terrible. You know, but, you know, you got to try to do things. Like, if you're not a prick, you go, "So good to see you
too."
Yeah,
exactly. It doesn't have to be awkward. It can be awkward in your head, but as long as you don't make it sort of awkward then, and that moment awkward, then
yeah.
I think you can kind of get along fine. There's a few tips, I think, that Maybe people could tweet us in with their tips.
That is a good idea as
tweet
well.
Tweet into us, man. Let us know your tips for getting past these awkward situations. We're at FUBAR Radio on the Twitter. And or maybe email us, tuesdaydrive@fubarradio.com.
Bang.
We just had
Kimberly from Essex. She's tweeted us.
What's she saying?
She's saying that when I was working at a supermarket, I was on my lunch break and a lady walked in, looked at me and asked me, "Are you Mike's daughter?" And she said, "My daddy's Mike, but I'd never met this lady before in my life." And I was just like, yeah. There's like 7 or 8 A's.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the Essex, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Bang. Perfect. Yeah, definitely one of those. Like a family one's a big one as well.
Yeah.
Because I had that. Because I was born in the UK, grew up in Australia from 2. So especially now, because I've been back a few times since. Mm-hmm. But it's only really since I moved here 6 months ago that, you know, I'm going to like family weddings and I'm seeing all these people and people coming up and going, "Hugh, I haven't seen you in such a long time.
You're so big now. You've grown."
And I'm like, and you are... And you know you feel like such a prick when you say to someone, "I'm really sorry. Yeah. I don't even know you. I don't know you.
I think it's only acceptable to be rude when they come at you sideways. For instance, like I can't remember what event I was at the other day, but a dude just sort of rolled up to me and just went, "What's your name again?" And I was just like, "Have we even met, mate?"
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's just if he'd come up to me and said, "Hey, mate, like I know we know each other, but blah blah blah." He just sort of rolled up to me mid conversation. Yeah. I was having a conversation with someone and he was just like, "What's your name again?" And I'm thinking, "Are you a copper?"
Yeah.
Could you stop and search me before? What do you mean, "What's my name again?"
Oh, God. We've got Pete from Pimlico. He's given us a call on...
Pimlico Pete.
0330-22-30-200. Pete, g'day, mate.
Yeah. Good day.
Good day.
Good day to you, Pete.
Good day, yeah.
Good day.
How you doing, yeah?
We're doing really good, mate. How about yourself? You all right?
It's good because, you know, when FUBAR and Pete collide, there's going to be sparks.
Ooh.
I was just about to make sparks noises, then really? I just forgot what noise sparks make.
Yeah, what is sparks noises?
That's perfect.
And Michael Caine, he was only supposed to blow my bloody doors off.
Hey! Not the back doors.
You'll be back doors. They already been blown up, lad.
Hey, Pete. It's really good to
a long time ago.
It's really good to talk to you again, Pete. How have you been, mate? I missed you. I think last time we were.
Yeah, where you been, blood? Where you been? You've been in Australasia.
Yeah, I have. Been
what
in Melbourne.
What you been doing
mate?
There? Forget that place, man. You're British, innit?
I am British. I know. I just went back
get
to just make
that
sure.
Ridiculous accent you got, blood.
I went back there just to tell him I'm not coming back. I'm just coming back the whole time.
Yeah, yes, come. Yes, copper,
innit? Hey, Pete, when have you, we want to know, mate, when have you had to pretend, when have you pretended you knew someone that knew you?
You know that chef, Worrell Thompson? Anthony
yep.
Worrell Thompson?
Yep.
He thought that, I was his manager's son. He gave me a free meal in his restaurant.
Really?
I thought you said for a minute there he gave you £3 million?
£3 million. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind that. I think he needs it himself, man. That's the cheese incident. But this was before the cheese incident. It wasn't. So, yeah, I got the full free meal. He kept calling me Dennis, which I went along with. That's no problem.
Definitely.
Free food. And, so that's it. It happens a few times to me, you know. Happens quite a lot.
So this is like people mistaking you for someone else and you just run with it.
You just got to go with it.
Mate, it's amazing.
I made a mistake. If you don't go with it, you'll miss out. Go
Absolutely.
With it, and then if they find out, get out of there, quick.
But what if it backfires? What if someone's like, "Excuse me, sorry, are you blah, 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 blah," and you're like, "Yeah, here we go, what free shit am I getting today?" And they're like, "Cool, man, you owe me like 10 grand. You owe me 10 grand with my money.
What'd you do
get
then,
in the car
Pete?
Boot, get in the car boot."
Yeah, and then you make the quick exit, bud.
Ah, right, okay.
But then you've got free meal anyway, so you ain't got to worry about debts.
They say there's no such thing as a free lunch, but you can get a stolen one, innit? And that's very similar.
Stolen and free in context are synonymous, yeah, so you've got a point there.
Exactly, and I pretend to people as well, you know, that when I meet girls, that I know a lot of the famous people, you know?
Good.
Who else?
I tell them, you know, I know all the Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and Johnny Balls and that, you know, I tell them all.
Who's Johnny Balls? Is that Ed Balls' brother?
It's his dad, isn't it?
This is dad. Makes sense.
It's his dad. He was big. You don't know the, you don't remember the 70s? You've old enough to
remember. No, I'm an 80s baby, sir.
Yeah, Johnny Balls.
I was still swimming around in my father's nuts in the 70s.
Yeah, I used to do Think of a Number and all that, you know, sort of that sort of stuff.
Right.
Pete, who else have you pretended to be?
I pretended to be the manager of a sports guy. What was his name?
Did you just walk around wearing suits and shit and like gel your hair back?
Yeah, yeah. Andy Cole, you know, I was his manager. I got me loads of girls, got me free champagne, a lot of stuff. You know, they look and they think, oh yeah, you wear the right thing, you carry yourself right, and yeah. People just believe you, ain't it, blood?
You got like a briefcase with a newspaper and a banana in it, and you just walk around.
The best thing I would have said if someone told me they were Andy Cole's manager is like, you sound and look nothing like Alex Ferguson, mate.
No. Oh, yeah, no. Actually, I do a bit.
Do you? Right,
okay,
cool.
I do actually look like him a bit.
That helps.
I do look, I don't sound like him, but if you see me, you might, in the wrong kind of, if you were just waking up.
If they say anything, just throw a shoe at them as well. Throw a football boot at them.
Yeah. Maybe you was just waking up, you saw me, you'll be scared, lad.
Standard.
Hey, anyone else?
Let me think. Yeah, I've done it a lot, blood. Because, you know, in London, you got, everyone knows. Eric Bristow, yeah. You know, darts player.
Yeah. So you've pretended to be Eric Bristow and Sir Alex Ferguson.
Yeah, I pretended to be Eric Bristow.
So you sort of halfway between the
please,
two.
Please tell me this was the same function. Please.
I had to make an exit when it got late, and I had all the free drinks in the pubs and everything, and they go, come on, darts. I had to go, no, I don't play darts anymore, blood.
Brilliant.
I'm not going to get 180s, blood. I'm not even get the out of the black and in the red two in a bed, blood. Like Jim Bowen.
You don't blow your cover. Like, that's the last thing. If someone's like, excuse me. Like, you know, because when I was younger, I used to look a lot like a guy in a band, Silverchair, who were like a big Australian band, right? When I was, you know, young. So every now and then, like, we'd be at parties when everyone was wasted and shit like that. And my mates would go up to someone and go, hey, you know, that guy,
brilliant.
That's Daniel Johns. And brilliant. The people come up and go, oh, what the fuck? Oh, my God. I mean, listen, I'm like, I'm not. They're screwing with you. And they're like, no, it's you. We know it's you.
That's the first thing you would say.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's exactly right. But then I realised I should have rinsed it, mate. I probably could have got heaps of action.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I was Slush.
Pete?
Really?
I thought you were Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Can you tweet us a picture of yourself?
Yeah, please. Because
Slash looking like Alex Ferguson.
In my head, I've got you maybe chewing gum like Alex Ferguson with a slightly portly build, you know. And then a massive afro with a top hat and a cigarette. So how do you have the cigarette and the chewing gum at the same time?
Yeah, not at the moment, but I'm like Madonna. I have makeovers all the time and I'm reinventing myself. Right. Everyone should reinvent themselves every 5 years.
100, you clearly
or less,
do.
Or more, you know.
Every five years. It sounds like you do it every rent week, mate.
Yeah, you got to mix it up, blood.
Oh, Pete, you're such a legend, mate. It's great to have you back on the show. I missed you, buddy.
Yeah, it's great to be back. Great to be back, blood.
And it's good to meet you for the first time,
I never
Pete.
Went away. What am I talking about? It was you who went away.
I know I did, but hey, we're back together now, mate. That's all that counts.
Yeah, don't go back there.
Oh, wait, mate. I'm here to stay. Love you, Pete.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to say that,
mate.
See
you, Bubbas. Yeah.
See you, mate.
Bye, Pete.
Oh, what a legend. You're on FUBAR. Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. We've got Mike Hill-Payne filling in for Sarah and Doc. Yeah. Who run it? You know they acting like it down now. You run it. You know what you're... Ferrari. You don't know. It's Fitty. Eminem, Cassius and Lloyd Banks there. You're on FUBAR, Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Sarah and Doc away. Mike Hill-Payne filling in.
In the flesh.
Good sir.
Let me know how I'm doing as well. Tweet into me. Tweet into us and let me know how I'm doing. This is my first ever radio show. I'm filling in for Doc Brown and Sarah Love. But let me know how I'm doing as a proxy.
What if it's negative?
I don't care.
Really?
Yeah, I don't care.
Really? Because I'm like all about feedback as long as it's positive. If it's negative... Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, indeed, indeed.
No,
massage my ego.
No, massage my.
Let me know how well I'm doing. Don't let me know how
all right,
badly I'm doing.
Okay. All right. So during that track, you just went to the toilet.
I did.
Senior producer Nat just came in.
Yeah.
Right. And she, I don't know why she whispered because you weren't actually in the studio, but she said he's doing really, really good, isn't he?
Oh,
he's doing really, really good.
Thanks, Nat.
I don't know why she whispered it. But
maybe it's my. I've got that dog hearing.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm actually deaf in my right ear.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, so my left ear, my left side, it's almost superhuman.
So why have you got headphones on both ears? Are you just doing it just for look? Are you self-conscious about it?
Yeah, I suppose it is that.
Oh.
I just can't be bothered to sort of drag it. But yeah, let's see what that looks like. The leather feels good on my neck.
Now you look like Whitney Houston in the booth. Hang on, what's that? What, Nat? Was she saying something? No, she wasn't. I thought she was doing something weird. Hey, I was very, very interested to see, and I think this is a fantastic thing as well. I read on BuzzFeed yesterday that Wimbledon have banned selfie sticks. For people who don't know what that is, most people do, of course, but it's like, you know, the long sticks where you put your phone camera on the end and you walk around and you can film and take photos, and they are, apart from the fact that they look absolutely ridiculous,
they
look so, so weird. It's basically like the modern version of like a fanny pack, bum bag. You're basically saying, yeah, I'm a tourist and I'm a dick.
100%.
Straight away. Apart from that, they're actually really dangerous. Like people who just walk around on their phones anyway, you're going to, you know, that causes enough problems of just bumping into people on the street or lampposts or getting hit by buses and cars and all sorts of bad shit. But these things are like, not only are you distracted while you're walking, but you can poke people.
Potentially harm someone.
You can hurt someone. Yeah. It's like modern day jousting. Really is.
I think that maybe because you know, like I walk down Oxford Street wanting to harm tourists, to
Do
be
you?
Perfectly honest. You know when they just sort of, you know, you're walking along the pavement and they just abruptly stop in front of you. You know, people have suggested, you know, lanes.
This is
right.
This is brilliant.
Or human indicators.
This is brilliant.
How about human indicators?
What about this? So we both agree here that banning selfie sticks in public is a fucking great idea.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we do this then? If you want to ban tourists, what else do we want to ban in public?
Yeah, because I wouldn't, you know, like I said, even though I want to harm tourists, I wouldn't vote UKIP.
Yeah.
So banning tourists, I think it's kind of aligning myself with Mr. Farage and Co.
Yeah, it is.
But look, so, you know, and then I'd be banned from going.
You
to
would.
Other countries.
Yeah, you would.
You know.
But even if you put the ban on, like if it was your idea, surely you get some kind of immunity or...
True.
Maybe.
True.
I think
certain types of tourists. Maybe they got to fill in forms. What do you want to do, Randy? What's your business? Maybe do an American type thing. I've been to the States a few times and you get this massive long interview before they allow you to enter. So
yeah, yeah,
maybe
exactly.
We could do that. Do you have a selfie stick?
Do you have a selfie stick or a fanny pack?
Do you know what I mean? But as I said, like what I was saying before was maybe selfie sticks are some tourist has basically thought this is now a tourist self-defense mechanism.
Yeah, that's true.
Because people are like, okay, now the tourists are dangerous with those things.
Yeah.
But people, you know, previously were like, I want to cause harm to these tourists.
Yeah.
So maybe that adds some balance.
It's a really tough one, isn't it? Because it is literally a double-edged stick. It really, really
like
is.
What you did there.
But, I mean, I don't know. I think I'm all about it. I'm all about it because they are dangerous. And tourists, yeah. Well, sorry, say it. I mean, you know, yeah, we are all tourists at some point. But I think, you know, unconscientious tourists who are like, what? I'm trying to go to work. Who are you to have a life and be on holidays and stop and take photos of shit, mate?
Exactly.
What do you think this is? Why do you want to stop and look at Big Ben? Look, go and do it on the road. Do it on the road.
But you know, I think maybe they're better out on the street than in, because you know, aside from Wimbledon, who I feel followed suit, maybe, you know, you've got music venues like, you know, the O2 Academy Brixton that have banned selfie sticks.
Yeah,
because
right.
You know, in a confined space, that's going to do more harm than good, right?
Definitely, yeah.
And also, what the hell do you need a selfie stick for at a live music venue? Are you not just meant to be taking... If you're going to take photos, are you not just meant to be taking photos of
so
the guys
weird.
On the stage, right? What the fuck do you need a selfie stick for in a venue? So I think I'm glad they've been banned at venues
really
in,
weird.
Like, you know, Lollapalooza, Coachella and that. And I think Wimbledon maybe are right to follow... Because, yeah, again, Wimbledon, what the fuck do you need a selfie stick there for?
No, so weird. Oh, guys, this tennis was so good. This is me watching it for 2.5 hours. This is me watching Andy Murray for 2.5 hours. It was so good.
So
look,
yeah.
Oh, wait, you got to see my expression up here. When does this acing a little bit? Look at my facial expression. How amazing was that? So, I want to ban heaps of shit. I want to ban kids. Sorry, I like kids. I just hung out with my nephews and nieces in Australia. They're great. They're high maintenance.
Yeah.
I want to ban them in public.
Yeah.
Parents, sure. Take them in your car. Keep them at your house. Locked in your house.
Yeah, they could take tips from. I've never seen. For instance, a pregnant Oriental woman.
Really?
In public. Never.
Well, put it on your bucket list, mate.
Maybe they've banned it.
Maybe,
like, do you know
yeah.
what I mean? Maybe they're just like, look, let's not go out in public.
God.
I don't know what it is. I've never, ever seen either Chinese, Japanese, you know, Cantonese,
really?
Vietnamese, pregnant person, woman.
Really?
Never.
I'm sure I've seen tons. Sure.
Send us in some photos.
Hang on, this is
it's getting weird.
Any pregnant mothers out there who want to send us tweet us, actually personal Twitter as well. Mm. Yeah, really, actually straight to my email.
Yeah, slide into my DMs.
I think we should probably ban asking for photos of pregnant women in public.
Yeah.
Do you reckon we should ban that?
Yeah, yeah. Let's nip it in the bud before it becomes a thing.
Oh, God. Do you know what I want banned? I don't know if you have much of them here. You know, like tribal tattoos?
Yep. Oh, but then my mate's got one. So I'd have to amputate his arm.
Yeah, you might. Well, you can get it taken. You can just get it burned off. Because we get especially in Australia, like, you know, the tribal tattoos. This is probably more of a thing for over that side of the world. Mm. But all the tribal tattoos come from Maori culture.
Of course, yeah.
So they're all from New Zealand, right? Mm-hmm. So you get these Australians getting all these tribal tattoos to try to look really, really tough.
Yeah.
You know, and you get people getting things like, you know, oh, cool, that was you just got a female warrior tattoo on your neck. not a picture of a female warrior. That's actually a tattoo for women in Maori tradition,
yourself.
Yeah. You know, absolutely dickhead. So you get, no, I just want to get those banned because they just, it's just wrong.
Yeah,
it's just wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, yeah, maybe just lots of forms of just like blatant disrespectful appropriation. You know,
right.
You know, like people have been complaining about people wearing bindis and stuff to Coachella and Native American headwear and stuff. And, you know, maybe just all forms of appropriation, no matter the race that's doing it, should just be banned.
Patchouli. I want to ban. Do you know the smell of patchouli? A lot of hippies wear it.
Maybe I know it by smell, but I've never been able to...
Don't know how to describe it, but a lot of hippies wear it. And I grew up, and my parents were hippies and took me to hippie festivals from when I was like 3 and 4 and stuff like that. And just the smell of patchouli now.
What's it like? Is it like a sweet smell?
No, I don't even know how to describe it. It smells like anger. Wow. And horrible memories. No, I don't have bad memories of hippies. How can you have bad memories of hippies, can you?
I don't think you can.
No.
Can't think of any.
Anything else you want banned? Well, we're at it.
Bootcut jeans?
Yes.
Yeah, let's take bootcut jeans away. Let's take you know, the over-the-top ripping of jeans as well, where they're not jeans anymore.
Well, because I saw a girl, like, you know, in the metro, they have the thing of, like, fashion photo on the streets, right? Yeah. And I was just flipping through the metro yesterday, and I saw a girl, and what caught my attention was how ripped her jeans were.
Yeah.
And they were apparently brand new jeans, and they were called new something. They were, like, new ripped jeans or something like that. And I was like, they're actually just being ripped to shit. Yeah. They're not even like, you know, like a strategic rip here and there. Yeah. They're just being cut right across the leg, ripped down. So it just looked like, she'd had a really bad bicycle accident. Poor darling, but there was cut. There was no cut, Michael Payne.
You paid for all that fabric.
I know.
You know, and there's not much fabric there.
This is kind of fun. I really like this banning shit. Mm. This is good.
Let's ban fashion.
Do you want to just all together?
Let's ban fashion. Style over fashion. Wear what you like.
Right.
Apart from... ripped jeans.
Cool.
And bootcut jeans.
A little bit communist. But that's
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine. No, it's cool, man. It's cool. What we might do is we might just round up all the tourists. We keep them all in one spot together.
Yeah.
And everybody has to wear the same stuff.
Yeah.
And no one's allowed to go out of place.
Dressed in bootcut jeans. We could dress all the tourists with selfie sticks in bootcut jeans and ripped jeans. So then we know they can be labelled.
You know? Oh, God. Tell you what. Still, man, I'm with you. Selfie sticks, ban them. Get rid of them, mate. It's terrible.
Mm.
Although there does, like we said at the start, it does really help you wean out the people who are dicks right from the start.
100%.
Because you can go, yep, there you go. That is the modern day fanny pack. Can I just say something real quickly about bum bags as well, fanny packs? Just before I left to go to Melbourne, I was hosting a trivia night here. And there's some 90s related question or something along the lines of that. And one of the questions was, what a fashion accessory, right? Was created in the 90s that is still worn today by really, really shitty looking tourists, right? That was the question, right? And then I was like, bum bags, fanny packs, da 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 da. And then I realized one of the bar staff at the venue was wearing one. And everyone from like behind the bar was trying to go, like, nah, shh, 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 shh. And I was like, oh god, I feel like the biggest piece of shit now.
He should have subtly just unfastened it.
Yeah, well, at least he got the question right. Poor dude. You're on FUBAR with Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. If there's anything that you want banned in public, this is a great opportunity. Get in touch. You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio or on the Facebook at FUBAR Radio. And we want to know. What do you
or
want?
Call us. You let me get old school. 033-0223-0200. I say O at the beginning of numbers.
Yeah, I know, I do too.
And then zero as I get further in. I don't know why I do that. I can't stop doing it.
All right, yeah.
So if I say my number, I'll say 07957.
Yeah.
And then I've got a zero further down. I'm not going to give out my number on air.
Why?
But then I'd go, how many female listeners do we?
Was two producers sitting out there now.
Yeah, Nat's got my number already.
Has she?
Yeah.
Whoa! So that's how you got the gig today.
That is how I got the gig.
Right. All right.
Sorry, Nat.
No, she's blushing. She's blushing and you're apologising. Something definitely happened. I know how this works. I know how love works. The girl gets embarrassed and the guy apologises. It's pretty much
yeah, that's how it always works with me. I always apologise after.
And then the quick cry. And then, cool, I'll see you next time. You're on FUBAR, Sarah Hugh and Doc 2, Sarah and Doc Away, Mike Kilpain filling in.
Oh, my life I has to fight.
Good on you, Kendrick. Nice one, mate. You're on FUBAR, Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Doc and Sarah are away. Mike Kilpain is filling in, and we've got mate of yours, Locksmith.
We have indeed. He's in the studio right now, but he's going to be popping in from 5 p.m. to have a little chat with us.
I can see them. He's sitting outside right now with producer Nat and Laura. And,
scheming and looking hard.
Yeah, eyeballing. No, not at all. That's coming up. He's going to be joining us in the studio in around about 5 minutes. We've had a few people hit us up on the Twitter.
Good.
Dez in Portsmouth. I'm really bad at pronouncing all of the town names and stuff like that.
Are you doing well? Portsmouth? Good
Portsmouth.
Start. Portsmouth.
Otherwise, I would have gone Portsmouth.
Portsmouth.
Dez has said, this is, we're talking about how do you get out of, earlier in the show, you know, when you are in an awkward situation of somebody knows you, but you don't know them, or you can't remember who they are. So how do you get out of these awkward situations? And Dez just said, when I'm stuck in an awkward situation, I either pretend I don't understand English and run off, or I pretend to pass out and then wake up and can only speak French. It works well, I find. That's a lot of effort.
That's a hell of a lot of effort.
For starters, running. Shit. I mean, running right there.
Those are two extremes, right?
Yeah.
Either running or playing dead.
Well, I love either way. Like, you know, just either way, it comes back to, like, you know, I can't speak English.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I pretend I don't understand English and I run away, or I pretend I've nearly died and I wake up and I can't speak English.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just nip it all in the bud and just go...
Especially so close to the coast as well. You're just, you know, people might start to suspect you're an illegal immigrant.
Yeah.
You know?
You could, yeah. That, yeah,
so you've got all these sort of escape tactics.
Yeah.
In Portsmouth.
Yeah. You might need them there. We're also asking about, you know, what do you want banned in public? Because selfie sticks have just been banned from Wimbledon and quite
among
a few
other
places.
Yeah, Coachella, Lollapalooza, some UK music venues.
Mm.
Let us know what else you want banned.
Well, we had Mark Sweeney has tweeted us at FUBAR Radio saying, people.
Nice.
Just want people.
Well, that's all encompassing, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of is. People banned in public.
Are you? What's his name? Mark.
We've got two tweets in.
Right.
Mark's tweeted the public. I want the public banned in public. That would really. It's going to make it very, very difficult for what's in public then.
Yeah.
If the public in public aren't public.
Yeah.
Any,
if there's
I've
no
got
one
a headache.
In, if there's no one in the public, is it the public anymore?
Oh no. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, this is a bit.
Oh, I got an ice cream headache.
Yeah.
But it was actually Xander 469 T101.
Mm.
Like, it's like a hacker name. It's
team.
Like Neo. Neo.
So you're part of a team and you still want to ban people?
Yeah, they want to ban people. This is
cool.
Really, yeah, I don't really understand.
So you must be an animal, maybe. Are you the world's most intelligent dog?
Yeah, cats. They're really. I've seen them.
And they're crafty little.
They're flushing toilets now with their little paws and stuff. Maybe they're tweeting.
They could be.
They could be tweeting.
Or just like they've got a little bird hostage and that's tweeting. See what I did there? Sorry.
No, don't you dare apologise. Stand up and be counted, mate. Yeah. You said it, be proud. We had Jane M tweet us as well and says she wants banned people sporting bedheads, Crocs, swinging
Crocs
walking sticks, essential for fake benefit claim.
Yeah, swinging walking sticks.
Yeah. That would be weird. Again, another weird one. Because
is she watching too much Charlie Chaplin?
Yeah, exactly.
I've never seen anyone swing a walking stick, apart from Charlie Chaplin impersonators. So maybe she's just hanging around with the wrong people. Maybe she does want Charlie Chaplin banned. Well, he's dead anyway, so you've got nothing to worry about.
Bedheads. Is that bedheads? Is that like bed hair?
Yeah.
So oh, shit, I'm screwed.
Yeah, you are.
I don't do anything to it.
We all screwed, don't we? I'd be... My hair's quite dishevelled.
So she's basically saying any man that's sort of metrosexual or has, you know, care...
Or just can't be arsed.
Yeah. If someone about... Crocs, I'm with.
100%.
Because they're weird. But again, I don't know. I'm kind of... The thing about banning Crocs and selfie sticks, this is my only issue with it, is that it's kind of like a label. And if somebody's basically, if they're doing either of these things in public, you can go bang, put them straight away in that category and go,
for real.
Yeah,
it's true.
You're a dick.
Yeah, better the devil you know.
Exactly right.
Better the devil you know. You don't want to get into like a 10-year relationship with this person, think that you're in love with them, you know, one day you're just sort of making love and then it's like, let's take a selfie after and then they pull out
a selfie stick. Oh, babe, you've got to get a selfie stick of these new Crocs I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck.
Or just like, you know, walk down the aisle and, you know, if you're a woman, you walk down the aisle and your groom is wearing Crocs.
Oh.
You know? Better the devil you know.
Bang. I've got a really, really big one. This is one that I really, really, really want banned, all right, in public.
Mm.
It is the people that approach you to do the, you know, they try to get you to join their charity.
Chuggers.
Yeah.
Yeah, charity
they
muggers.
They are really like, don't get me wrong, I'm about charity,
I'm a very philanthropic person.
I'm a part of the, I'm a Make-A-Wish ambassador, right, for the Make-A-Wish.
I'm a Teenage Cancer Trust ambassador.
Thank you, sir. But those people on the street,
it's true,
they piss me off.
And they go to the places where people are, you know, you're clearly, you know, you're in a rut. I've got a trick, and this is going to sound really, really bad, right? But I've got a trick to get, as soon as I see him, I just pretend I'm on the phone.
Do you?
I know it sounds really, really
bad. Even if you don't have a phone?
I'll do the, you know, the
yeah. Yeah, the thumb.
I do
just
the
so
thumb
for people
pinky.
Right now, radio's not the best, it's not the best visual
it's
medium.
It's not, no. So I do the thumb and pinky. The gesticulation of a phone with my hand. And then if they don't believe I've got a phone with me, they're just going to think I'm mad anyway.
Yeah.
So it's all good. It's all good.
We definitely can't ban you in public. We need you. You're a public avenger. You're a public avenger.
I'm a beacon.
Amazing. New with Hugh and Michael Payne here. Michael Payne is filling in for Sarah Love and Doc Brown. And you're on FUBAR. Up next, we're going to be joined by Locksmith.
The one and only.
The studio. He's Beastie Boys. An open letter to NYC. Beastie Boys, open letter to NYC. Ah, no one writes letters anymore.
Nah.
Good on you, lads.
Good. Keep it old school.
You're on FUBAR, Sarah, Hugh and Doc 2. Sarah and Doc away today. It's really hard to get the three of us all in the studio.
Yes.
But we are very, very lucky that we've got Mike Hill-Payne filling in for Sarah and Doc.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I'm twice the man.
Yeah.
You know?
Twice the man.
And I'm
Sarah?
In touch with my feminine side. Yeah, we'll have to work that one out.
That's all right. We've got heaps of time, mate. Heaps and heaps of time. Hey, so we're also lucky now to be joined by another rapper in the studio, Locksmith. Welcome, mate. Welcome to the
show.
How
you doing, bro?
Not too bad. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for coming in, mate.
All right. So, you got another mate out there as well.
Yeah, Josiah Matrix. His name is another rapper.
Nice.
I'll be trying to entice him in at some point, hopefully.
Yes. Nice one. So first things first. Now, you came in, Michael. You came in before with his CD going, yo. This guy who's coming in today. Bang, 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 bang. Mm-hmm. So you just copped this at a show very, very recently.
Yeah. So we were at Don't Flop. Like I said, massive big ups to Liam, Body Bagnall, Kruger for showing me lots of love and hospitality. Big up to all the battlers. Big up to C Major. Big up to everyone. Big J, Marv One. Who else? Yeah.
Big up.
Big up Hugh in the studio as well with us. And we sort of ran into each other at Ministry of Sound, and you gave me the CD right then and there, and I thought, do you know what? Let me do something with this rather than just listen to it and tell. Let's extol the virtues of Locksmith today. Let's get Locksmith in as our special guest today, and let him do his thing. Promote himself, promote his amazing music. It's all love.
Bang. All right, Locksmith, you've got 20 seconds. Go. No, just kidding, mate.
Well, I was probably thinking, I was going to waste about 10 seconds of those.
10 seconds thinking, Cool, man. So, I mean, first things first, I mean, where are you from?
Walthamstow, East London.
Yeah.
Small place, Walthamstow, East London. And that's it. Just UK hip hop and East London. That's where I'm from.
Nice. And what about? So tell us about what you've been up to. You've been gigging. You've been recording. Obviously, you got the EP there.
Yeah, that's right. A little mixtape I just put together.
Yep.
Basically, it's the first solo project I've done since about 2012, and I thought it's about time I get something back out. Worked on an album with the Don't Flop champ Tony Dangerous,
yes.
And we've got that
big
waiting.
Up Tony, dude.
Bang.
Yeah, so we've got that waiting, and then was part of a collective called Ian Daniels, just a few artists that came together. We've done about 3 EPs, got a final one to go, so just really been doing that, to be fair, and then now I come to you with this project, Taken.
Mm. And I loved it. I listened to it in its entirety yesterday, and, you know, I remember you saying to me, when you first gave it to me, you were just like, let me know if it's shit. You know, that was what you said to me.
Oh, hang on, this isn't that moment. You didn't bring him on the show to say that.
Yeah,
that'd be really fucking mean.
This
really
is your life. No. I said to him yesterday, the only thing I found shit about was the fact that I had to put the titles in manually on iTunes when I ripped it from the CD, and that was literally it. I thought it was a really well put together CD. It kind of brings back, not enough people, should I say, do the old school mixtape format. You know, he's got DJ 279 hosting it, doing loads of cuts and scratches and stuff. Do you know what I mean? It is real hip hop. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I loved about it. It really, really harks back to, like, you know, the 90s, the boom bap era, which for me is kind of, you know, gone and has been replaced. Like by, you know, trap and that's all very well and good, don't get me wrong, but it's nice to see someone harking back to the golden age, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, with such lyrical dexterity and such good production,
man. Because I was looking you up a bit before, and you've been doing stuff for quite a while anyway.
Yeah,
so
that's,
you were
right.
Saying this is obviously the first solo thing that you've done, so
in
what
a few years
in
yes.
the in a few years since 2012
yeah.
you're saying
2012
bang.
Yeah 2012.
All right, man, all right, so tell us a bit. I know I hate this question, I'm sorry, man, I'm sorry. I'm
so,
sorry.
You know, you got to start for those that
So tell me, what's your favorite color? So, you know, tell us a bit about the mixtape and who you got involved with it as well.
All right, with this mixtape, as I said, I hadn't done anything solo wise, just completely by myself since 2012. So I'd sat there and I was going through a little period where, I don't know, things started to go also wrong a bit, and I was thinking, you know, you get yourself together and you think, what am I going to do? I've been sitting there, not done anything. When stuff happens, it's good to express it through tunes, you know what I mean? So I thought this would be a good period to get some tunes together and then maybe see where I go with it. I had no intention of doing a mixtape. I just felt like writing, and then it ended up like, by about the third day, I'd basically written like 9 songs.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was going on to inspire that?
Just don't
feel like you have to talk about it at all either, man.
I'd say,
you know,
just
of
situations what I thought were more solidified had it started falling apart a bit, right. And then, you know, I don't know, sometimes when bad things happen, I don't know if it's due to your thinking or whatever, but other bad stuff starts coming, and then you've got to kind of dig yourself out of that hole to start looking towards the positive. So I think that mixtape at the time was just something to just get me through wasn't too difficult, but just, I'd say, a weird period. So like the writing really helped, and obviously 3 tracks in 9 days, I had a lot to vent.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? 100%. So
god damn,
it's like, yeah, it was crazy. 9 tracks in 3 days, sorry. So then I think it's just that, and I had other tunes what I thought this year especially I'd maybe try, and I've held a lot of material on my laptop, so much material, and I think I always wait for a perfect moment to get it out. So I think, maybe when my name gets bigger or my following grows, then I'd release that to them. But I thought instead, take some of those tunes and add those to the project, the 9 tracks what I'd done, and then see if I could come up with an overall sound that didn't differentiate too much or
do you know what I mean? Take away from the project as a whole. So, yeah, and I just ended up putting it together. And then, obviously, me being me, when I do, like, album covers and stuff, I've done I Am Legend sort of things. I've done stuff using the Back to the Future thing. So, at the time, Taken was out. So, I saw the advert and I thought, do you know what? I think I'm going to call it Taken. Yeah. And then, obviously, just went with that
thing. Oh, mate, you should have done Taken 3. The hashtag would have gone off.
To be fair, people would be forgiven for thinking that you were actually the new Liam Neeson because there's been that many bloody Takens. Do you know what I mean?
Really, like,
oh, there's another Taken out. It's a black guy.
It's on
Leroy Neeson. Can I say that on that?
Brilliant.
Oh, damn. Mate, we were just talking as well before about you know, stuff we want banned in public. Is there anything you want banned in public? As you look out the window. Wow, you got really
green trousers.
Person on bike. I want you banned.
Yeah, peasants in general.
No, I'm pretty old school. The older I'm getting, I know, do you know when I see someone spitting? Like, just, I'm like, no.
On the ground in public.
Yeah, try and do it in a drain or something.
So you want old Chinese man banned. Done. Put it on the list. Put it on the list.
And no street ciphers either.
Amazing. So, I mean, this is cool. Like, we'll say, so you've been doing your thing for quite a while anyway. Yeah. So, I mean, what I think is really dope as well that you still, because, you know, when you've been making music or you've been doing your thing for a while, it's still, you know, it's a hard thing to go up to someone and go, hey, this is, you know, because you guys obviously hadn't met before this, right?
No, not so in person, but we were, you know, we were both on each other's radars, you know. That's
cool.
The thing, yeah. So it's
cool.
it wasn't a completely, you know, new person. You know, we had a little chat before because, you know, we were in, you know, it must have been like a 1,000 strong crowd, right?
Yeah, that's right.
In Ministry of Sound.
That's right.
But being who we are, we were in the VIP section. Do you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? If someone comes up to me in the VIP section, we're in the VIP section. I know it's a VIP in it, so I'm gonna be more winning because I don't like peasants. You know,
yeah.
I don't like the just the peas. You've got to be a VIP.
Well, that's
you
why I like that you came on this show just so you can give me shit.
Yes.
He's like, I'll do it, but only because I hate you.
I want to catch you on a one-on-one. Doc and Sarah can't be there this time.
Yeah.
Lock the room. but you know, obviously, and like I said, I respect and I'm a fan of his work anyway. Do you know what I mean? And I've heard some of the stuff that done with Tony D and stuff. So, you know, like I said, I was very, very aware. So when he gave me the CD, I already knew it was going to be a quality opus, you know what I mean? And then it was just lucky that I'm filling in for Doc Brown and the lovely Sarah Love today. So I thought, again, show love, you know, let's promote.
I've got
it just this weekend. It's still fresh in my hand, so cool.
And what I think's dope as well is that, like, you know, because you're already doing your thing. He's already an established artist in his own right. And he's come up to you and just said, hey, man, here's my CD. What do you think?
Mm.
Like, that's fucking cool, man.
Yeah.
Can I make a confession? I give CDs normally to, it's only going to be to someone who's probably never heard me before, maybe never get a chance to hear me, or people that I respect.
Especially artists.
If
definitely.
I see an artist I respect, I'm like, I've got to give him a CD. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
100%.
So that was the case. Do you know what I mean?
100%. Man, I think it's great. I think it's an old school method.
You know, not enough people do it anymore.
No.
It's funny because I was actually at a you remember Deal Real Records store.
Yeah.
So I was on a panel. Big shout out to all the staff at Deal Real. But I was on a panel.
Shout out show.
it's getting mad pirate.
Michael Payne. Full.
We need 3 missed calls for the next one. So I was on this panel at Deal Real, and we were talking about, you know, the old school methods of promotion and just, you know, handing out CDs. And there were a couple of A&Rs on the panel, and they were just talking about, you know, they want to have heard about you before you approach them. You know, they want you to have a sort of presence, you know, around maybe your hood, maybe just a street buzz. Because anyone can just come up to you and give you a CD.
Yeah.
But when it's someone, even if you've never met before, that you have heard of, then, you know, cool. And I think even if you don't know the person, just take a chance, you know? Take a chance. Go up to someone you don't know in the street if you've got music and give it to them. They might not listen to it, but they might. And even if they just kind of throw it away, someone else might pick it up, you know?
No one gave me a CD.
We've got one for you.
Well, I guess we'll just have to listen to it live right now.
Indeed.
On the show.
Indeed.
Let's do it, man. Here we go. This is Luck Smith. He's joining us in the studio right now, and this one is called Let Hip Hop Down. You're on FUBAR. No punches, fist down. You spitting or you Chris Brown? That's Locksmith. Let Hip Hop Down. That's off the Taken mixtape. We got Locksmith joining us in the studio right now. You're on FUBAR, Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Doc and Sarah away. Michael Payne filling in.
In the flesh.
In the flesh. Locksmith, yeah, man, don't. Like, it is good to hear some cuts back on as well.
Tell me
I mean?
About it, right?
Yeah.
So how did you get 279 to sort of do all the, you know, cutting and scratching on it?
A bit earlier in my career, we was with a crew called QC, Quality Control.
Oh, of course, yeah. Loudmouth.
Yeah. Chris the Mentalist.
Yeah.
Obviously, through that affiliation, Numbers kind of stayed in contact with him. Mm-hmm. Then, like, he'd play me on the station and stuff. Yeah. And then, like, it's just like anything you need, like, he's the kind of guy you can ask. So down to earth, yeah. Do you know what I mean? So
he is for hip-hop. He's 100%. Yeah. Hip hop, that guy. Oh, one thing I remember before we continue is it's really cool that if I remember correctly, his number is 279. His mobile number ends in 279279.
And what's the start?
I'm not gonna say.
Oh, come on, mate.
Nah, because I didn't even say out my number on there because I didn't know how many female listeners we have. So it'll be a setup if I told.
And I got a show tonight. I can't go through your wall. This afternoon.
I'm not gonna cop block myself.
I can't go through your wall.
We was 4 digits away from 1,000 missed calls.
Maybe. What? Why isn't my phone ringing, guys? Why isn't my?
I'll give out your number on air if you want.
Why is it still not ringing? Why?
Ring off the ting.
My number's been out for a month and it's still not. Why?
I don't know.
Dope, man. Cool. So what now? So the mixtape is out. And what's happening? You're going to do some shows?
Yeah, I'm just lining up some shows. Going to try and do a lot more because normally when I put out mixtapes, I just put it out and don't follow it through, then people get in contact with me, like, you know, but it's something I'm going to pursue a bit more in it because I've just now time to put in the proper groundwork. So yeah, I'll definitely be doing a lot more shows this year. I don't know where you are, Boom Bap, and I don't know why you haven't shouted me
same.
For the second year in a row.
Same.
Boom Bap, but yeah,
same.
We want to be there.
Yeah, man. I know I'm not as, you know, golden age. Now the production I do, like the production I get, you know, to write songs to isn't as... it's not, you know, golden age. It's not your quintessential hip hop production. But god damn it, Boom Bap, mate, I'm still a rapper, man. I'm still a rapper. Yeah. If it gets to a third year, then we're gonna have to have some serious talks, Boom Bap.
Ooh.
I'm surprised.
Just
been.
Saying,
surprised,
mate. I'm not an arrogant
there.
Person every day, but
just Tuesdays.
Yeah, exactly. Today's Tuesday. Do you know what I mean?
No. Do you know what though? Like, you know, I totally feel what you're saying. Like, you know, when it's like you make this mixtape, and it's like, you know, you can be completely spent by the end of that. Because the thing is, when 100%. You're doing stuff like, you know, independently, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there is so much work goes into not only writing it, then making it, recording it, and then finishing it. So you've actually got to. Physical copy in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Then what do? Then you got to try to promote it. Then you got to do it and book all the shows. And you're like, you know, you're essentially doing one thing that a team of people normally do.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know? And it's, I mean, kudos to just even getting something out. You know, you've already got heaps of shit out. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Don't beat yourself up, man. If you don't shit, man, don't beat yourself up. You know what I mean?
But no, I see where you're, you know, I see where the sort of frustration lies. You know, because it seems like in America, for instance. And I always use that as an example
well,
when
they,
it comes to music because they do entertainment the best, you know. They've got the whole concept of entertainment, you know, locked down. And, like, you know, MCs can just kind of make it from nothing based on talent alone, you know. But there's not enough of that going on in the UK, you know. There's not enough of that. I think it's because it's just such a small place. Everyone's got a mate that's doing the same thing.
Yep.
So it just kind of seems like there's just a lot of clickiness and almost elitism going on, you know. And that's what I hate, because hip hop is such a working class genre of music, you know. It's an every man genre.
Yeah.
So why are some people like, you know, Toffee Nosed? I'll never know.
Damn.
I'll never know. But yeah, Boom Bap, seriously.
I knew it was coming back to me. Oh, damn. All right, now, Luxie, where can people go to find out more stuff about you and download some music and stuff like that?
If you want to find out
Bitorrent,
a lot
where can
me,
they Bitorrent Nation know?
Follow my Twitter timeline and my frustrations day to day. At Locksmith1, that's
at LOCKSMYTH1. And the new project Taken is available from locksmith.bandcamp.com. It's an absolute free download, so just feel free to go and get that. And also hoodtapes.co.uk, because they always post my mixtapes. So
big up to them, yeah.
If you like,
they're on the ball.
If you like the Taken mixtape, then I've got three other mixtapes on hoodtapes.co.uk to obviously go and download again for free. So yeah, just feel free to look into that.
Now, I've got to say, this is a perfect little segue into what we're about to do next, because you were just saying, follow me on Twitter for my daily frustrations.
Yep.
Now, coming up next, we're just about to do...
Are you taking the piss?
Hey. Are you taking the piss Tuesday?
Are you taking the piss?
Now, this is what we do. You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio or on the Facebook at FUBAR Radio. We want to know, has someone been taking the piss? Mm. What has been happening this week? So, have you got something? What's been going on for you, Locksmith, this week? Has someone been taking a piss? Has something happened? Has someone pissed you off?
Don't want to throw anyone under the bus
here,
but...
Do it, man! Air them out on radio!
Don't even have to name names.
I'm not going to name no names, but a company, a somebody I've performed for recently, have my footage on tape.
Yeah.
And I still haven't seen it. I've seen every other... performance from that event, but I still haven't seen mine, and it should be out by now.
Free up the ting.
Just wondering,
are you taking the piss?
I think they're taking the piss.
Yeah, I think they're taking the mick.
Alright, we'll get into some more up next. Someone's been taking the piss in this very building to me today. And I will go out of my way to rinse you out as far as humanly possible.
It's not me, is it, Hugh?
Definitely not you.
I'm
a
bit shook, mate. I've just had two Lucozades in quick succession. I'm a little bit jittery now.
Definitely not you, mate. That's coming up next year on FUBAR, Hugh and Michael Payne. Michael Payne filling in for Sarah and Doc Brown. That's Locksmith. A week ago, the name of that one. That's off the Taken mixtape.
Yes, by the incredible Locksmith, who's in the studio with us right now. Follow him on Twitter, LOCKSMYTH1, right?
That's right.
That's the one, yeah. Correct. And thank you so much, actually, for coming in, because I remember earlier on the show, I was saying, when is it acceptable to stop saying a week ago,
yes,
with us, and then we tweaking, ho. And I could not remember, for love nor money, the name of the rapper, and it's Bobby Shmurda. So thank you for coming in and, swooping down and into the studio and just dropping that pearl of wisdom. If I can take nothing else from this session, I've remembered Bobby Shmurda's name.
I'm glad you're having fun, mate. And you're on FUBAR, Sarah Hugh and Doc 2, Sarah and Doc away. Mike Kilpayne are filling in, and it is time for our weekly.
Are you taking the piss?
This is a segment where you get a chance to just air, vent. Has someone or something been pissing you off this week that you want to get off your chest? You want to get off your chest? This is the opportunity to do that right now.
And Locksmith, let us know about the promoters, the company that got him to do a show and hasn't released the footage, even though they've released all the other footage. What's going on? Maybe you're a vampire. Maybe you don't show up on video camera.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. You know?
Maybe they're just subtly trying to tell you. Have a look in that window and see if your reflection.
No, I can't see myself.
I can't see you either, bro.
Well, this is a first. Cool, stay on that side of the desk. That's fine. Now, I got one. Okay, this happened as I was coming in the building before, right? Coming into the building here at FUBAR. Now, because there are a few offices here and stuff like that. We get the elevator up to come into the studio.
Yeah.
So I'm standing there patiently. As we were talking about earlier, Michael Payne, I'm a polite man.
Yeah, you are.
I go out of my way to be polite to people, right? So I'm standing there patiently minding my business at the elevator, a couple other people in front of me. Mm-hmm. I'm politely standing to the side and just a little bit back to let them know you were here first. Friends, you get in the elevator first, and I'll go next. Yeah. Right? So we've got this smiling understanding of, yes, we're all being polite. We're all adults. Isn't this a great society we live in? It's going well, right? Right at the last minute, elevator opens. Bang, some dude pushes me out of the way in a suit, pushes me out of the way. He barges in first into the elevator, right? Everyone's looking at each other going, what? What? And this guy, I don't know his name, but he was about, I'm going to really go out of my way here.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 5'10". He was wearing black pants, a navy shirt, a grey tie. He was about 60, 55, 60.
You're older, you should know better, mate.
Yes, and he had an Irish accent. I'm going out of my way. I want to describe him as much as I can. So I got into the elevator, all right, and I'm like, whoa, okay. I was so, because I'm going out of my way to be so polite, I was so taken aback. I didn't know what to do. So I thought, I know what to do here. I'm wearing a backpack. I'll just swing around to push the button and give him the old whack.
Of course.
The old whack with the bag. So I gave him the old whack with the bag because I was, as soon as he pushed in, I was like, mate,
are you taking the piss?
I'm taking the piss, right? So I whack him with my bag and he's like, forget you have your bag on, mate. That's my Irish accent, by the way. It's pretty good.
That was Irish by way of Bowie.
Right?
Irish by way of Bowie 3, maybe?
Thank you. I'll take that. I'll take that. Anyway, and he's like, you forget you have your bag on, mate. And I looked him in the eyes and I went, no. No, friend, I did not. You pushed in front of me. You pushed in front of me. And I
are you taking the piss?
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Justice.
Yes,
instant karma. Instant karma.
And that was it. He got off on the next level and he said something about, dick. And that's all I heard. But people yell dick at me all the time. So that's nothing to me, mate. Yeah, joke's on you.
Anything?
Joke's on you, buddy. That's nothing. My mum calls me dick. That's nothing. How about you, Michael Payne? Has somebody been taking a piss?
Well, it's quite early on in the week, right?
Yeah.
It's only Tuesday.
Yeah.
Haven't seen any see you next Tuesdays yet. But let's see now. Apart from maybe the American police just shooting people and killing them. Ooh.
That was deep.
I'd say
bad.
Yeah, I don't really need to be around anyone when that type of stuff's happening. So I'd say those are the people
that's big.
Taking the piss.
Are you taking the piss?
Yeah, they are. They are. That's horrible. Horrible business. And we've had quite a few people tweeting us at FUBAR Radio for who's been taking the piss this week. We've got Phoebe from Surbiton.
Phoebe.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Surbiton's perfect.
Right. Yes!
I love the way you worry about Surbiton, but you didn't worry about the Phoebe, which is spelt like forever.
Oh, like Siobhan, how it's spelled Siobhan.
Siobhan! Hey, Siobhan! How's it going?
I went up to one lady, I read her name, and I went up and I went, Siobhan, and she goes, no, it's Siobhan. It's like, damn, the one time.
Have you ever seen the name Neef, the Irish name Neef? N-I-A-M-H.
Oh, right.
Niam.
No.
Niam.
Maybe that's your friend in the elevator. Maybe he was. Niam.
Maybe he was a Neef. Niam. Or a...
He's a Neef.
There's an Irish guy's name that doesn't look like it sounds. Quite a common one. But I can't remember. Let's see if I can remember by the end of the show.
Oh, shit, that completely reminds me. What we normally do here, either of you guys, Michael Payne or Locksmith, can either of you guys do a good Cockney accent?
I think mine's all right.
Yeah. Well, mine's not too bad.
What we like to do here, just to really, sink home, are you taking the piss? This is the people venting. People who listen to the show venting. We'd like to do it in a Cockney accent.
Oh, yeah, let's read them out.
All right, let's read them out. You guys are quite good. You can take it in turns.
Yeah, you go first.
You go first.
Can we get another one? Because you've just read out the Phoebe and Serbian.
We didn't read out what's pissing her off.
Hey, boys. My boss was taking a piss today when he asked me to pick up his dry cleaning. Livid. Phoebe and Serbian.
Are you taking the piss?
Yes, definitely taking the piss. Unless her job is a personal assistant.
Yeah.
Then it's actually probably in your contract.
Yeah, and you can't even be like, you're not the boss of me. But actually...
Shit. Shit, you're not my real dad.
To be fair, I'd rather get asked to collect the dry cleaning than to take the dry cleaning.
Oh.
Yeah. Because, you know...
Or create the dry cleaning.
Oh,
the boss wants
Monica
to get
Lewinsky
dirty.
Monica Lewinsky-styly, right? Yeah, yeah.
What?
Are you taking the piss?
Are you taking the piss?
All right, Locksmith, your turn, mate.
Let's do another one.
What have we got?
All right, who have I got here?
Who's the next one?
Hang on, I can't see shit.
Oh, Hugh, are you taking the piss?
No, I can't do accents.
I can only do Irish accents, which I don't do because it's horribly offensive and racist.
And not very good.
And very, very bad.
Right, so this one was, I was taking a piss today. Who's it from? Sheila and Plasto. So this one says, I was taking a piss today because I wrote an important document and forgot to save it. I'm a bloody idiot.
Oh, mate. She should have... I'll tell you who's taking the piss. It's that little paperclip that pops up when you're writing documents. He's taking the piss. You didn't ask me to save my document.
Computers in general.
Are you taking the piss?
Yes, you are taking the piss. Man, it's so annoying. Talking about computers, I don't know if you guys know anything about computers, but my laptop, I can hear something jiggling around inside. When I tilt it, it sounds like something. That's bad, right?
Yeah, have you dropped it?
Yeah, probably a few times.
All I can tell you how to do is delete your history.
I bet you can.
That's what I can tell you.
I bet you can.
Say,
and this is what happens when a 30-year-old still leaves at home. All right, what else we got? Here we go. Come on, I can't do it. Fight! Here we go. Huey. This is leaning across the desk here. Doing my best.
This is Leah from Upminster.
Yep.
I dropped and smashed my favourite mug this morning. So for comedic effect, she's actually added some cool little footstops. Footstops. Alright. I dropped and smashed my favourite mug this morning. Are you taking the piss?
Are you taking the piss?
Definitely. Dropped her own. Oh, you know what? We've never had an "Are you taking the piss?" where so many people are taking the piss out of themselves.
Yeah. Well,
what am I doing?
Sheila forgot to save a document, so she kind of mugged herself off a little
did.
Bit.
Yeah.
Over there.
And the other girl, Phoebe, just doesn't want to do her job.
Yeah. You're just not a very. You're just insubordinate. Like your boss isn't taking the piss. You're just insubordinate, love.
Yeah. You
need to be self-employed.
You know, you've got a real problem with authority when you're like, you know, your job is a graphic designer, and someone's like, "Hey, could you just whip up
draw
a design
that.
Of like, what the fuck you think you are talking to me like that?
Fuck you, pay me.
You
no,
me.
But we do actually pay you."
Yeah. Sorry, I got some issues from when I was a kid. I know this is really, really tough. If you got any more, "Are you taking the piss?" keep them coming through. It's at Twitter at FUBAR Radio or on the Facebook. I could even give us a call if you want. It is 0330 2230 200. "Are you taking a piss?" You're on FUBAR. Hey, bit of MF Doom, anyone?
Yes, please.
Here you go, you're a FUBAR.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. MF Doom, all caps.
All caps.
You're on FUBAR, Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Sarah and Doc Brown away this week, and Mike Kilpayne is filling in and doing a bloody stellar job, can
Thank
I say,
you very
friend?
Much. Thank you very much. Let me know how I'm doing public, though, man, because it's all very well and good coming from Hugh.
Oh,
I'm not too far away from him, you see. Do you know what I mean?
I love you, and you just hurt me.
I know. I love you too, Hugh. I love you too.
It's
I love
like
you too.
Open your mouth and like these little pain things. They
no,
stab.
No, but you know what
they
I mean. You know what
words,
I mean.
The words.
I'll tell you what, it's because you love me, you're biased.
I'm like your mum.
Yeah, you know them ones.
Mum, what do you think of my album? Oh, it's great.
Amazing.
It's lovely.
So
good.
Always 40, love it, 40 songs. Oh, yeah,
so
of course.
So proud of you. So proud of you. I had my mum come to one of my comedy festival shows in Melbourne, and at the end of it, because it's pretty, some pretty raw dog shit in there, you know what I mean? And at the end of it, she was like, "Oh, I didn't realise that you tried to have sex with a bottle when you were a kid." I was like, "Yeah, I didn't really expect you'd come and see my show." You live on the other side of the country. I didn't really mean it. And it just kind of, I don't know why, it just came out during the show. I was like, "Oh, yeah, I tried to fuck a bottle when I was a kid."
Haven't we all?
Why? Oh, God, I really wish I didn't just share that.
Yeah.
That's what I wish. You know, one of those sort of oversharing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo.
Add some sound effects they might forget.
Good
just
talk, guys. Good talk.
Drop a bomb.
Don't really have many good sound effects here at the moment. I'm usually quite good on the sound effects.
Yeah. Here's a good sound effect. And I was going to do a bottle opening, but you can't even hear it.
I can do a really good, like, you know, like dream harp. I can do it with just with my mouth.
Yeah?
Want to hear it?
Yeah.
Amazing.
That was brilliant.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
That was brilliant.
Amazing.
Hey, I don't know about you guys. Either of you guys rich?
Nah.
Nah.
Rich in spirit.
Haven't had that luxury yet.
Nah. Should have just been named Richard.
Yeah.
That would have helped.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what my mum calls me, Dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Hear it all the time, just walking down the street, people yelling out of car windows.
Dick!
The reason I'm asking this is because, you know how sometimes, you want to feel like you're living a good life, and you don't have to be, you know, really, really rich to be like, you know, wear some nice clothes, have some nice shit at your house.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, maybe you can't drive a Benzy or something like that, but you can still have some nice things and feel good about yourself.
Yeah,
but sometimes you got to do that ball of shit on a budget.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Now, I was talking to my cousin Melody yesterday. She lives in Bristol. And she was going through this exact thing where she's like wanted to feel good about herself. Mm. Her and her boyfriend living in this flat in Bristol, and they're not like destitute by any means at all. But you know they're living on a budget.
Yeah,
they're living on a budget, which most people are.
Yeah, indeed.
You know, most people are in this country, in this world. Mm. Even if you're lucky, you'd be living on a budget. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, "No, we want our apartment to." We want a flat. We just want it to be a little bit baller. Look, what can we do? What can we do to make our flat a little bit baller? Do you know what they did? They got a kiddie pool, right? A really, really shitty, shitty, shitty ass.
One of the inflatable ones.
One of the inflatable little tiny little shitty kiddie swimming pool thing, and they turned their lounge room into a spa.
Oh.
All right. They have now, they've been watching movies, drinking champagne, cheap champagne. Champagne.
Champagne nonetheless,
of course.
Trampane.
Yeah. But man, straight up and down, they've now got a spa in their lounge room and they're just like, baller.
Strong look. Have they ever seen Coming to America?
Yes, that's
you know
exactly
that scene?
That's exactly,
yes.
Exactly what I was thinking.
They're getting
exactly.
interior design tips from Eddie Murphy and how Arsenio nice Hall.
But like, you know, less than 20 quid, something like that. Less yeah. than 20 quid and they transform their whole lounge room into...
Balling!
That's how you bought on a budget.
100%. Oh, I think, man. Yeah, you're right. Treat yourselves, man. Treat yourselves.
Yeah, how about you guys? You ever done something like that? You're like, oh, I don't have the cash, but I can try to make this a little bit.
Let's hear from our guest.
No.
Because you just
I live within my means, but.
Oh, right.
I've been to video shoots, though, where someone had a bottle of drink that ran out and they filled it up with water.
See what I'm saying? Baller on a budget.
Baller on a budget.
Got to applaud that in context.
Thank you. Mo Shandong.
Got to applaud that in context.
Baller on a budget.
I think the
budget.
Most. What have I done that I'm quite proud of when I didn't have any money? Just robbed people, man.
Yeah. You know, I did it for a video.
I'm just old fashioned like that. I'll just go out and rob someone, man.
I liked it about you, though.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You don't ask, you don't get.
Hey, oh, shit, guys.
Well, you don't demand.
Well, I mean, and he'll be at a posh with his VIP friends. He'll be at a posh dinner party.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the West End. And we're out of wine. Hey, I'll do it, guys. I'll get it. Do you have a balaclava?
I'm going to Waitrose.
Yeah. I was in VIP without a VIP status. So, yeah.
There you go. I've done that. I've done that all the time. Yeah, I do that all the time.
I had to blag my way in. Yep. So yeah, I blagged my way into the VIP on Saturday.
Get all that free drink. And you never know what sort of fit lash you might run into. And then she's not going to ask any questions.
No.
You know, you're in VIP. You're obviously, you know, there's a velvet rope that could easily have stopped you from getting in.
Yeah.
So obviously you're meant to be here.
Well, man, it's a rope. It's not a physical rope, it's a mental rope.
Yeah.
If you can get past the mental rope.
Yeah. I used to tour quite a lot with my friends Rizzle Kicks, and they you know, they're celebrities, you know, they're pop stars, and you know, just going in, they used to get invited out to a lot of clubs and be paid to make these public appearances at clubs and stuff. So yeah, we used to blag. Obviously we didn't have to blag our way in, but if a girl was in the nightclub and she hadn't been to the show, then I'd dress up myself a little bit more than just the support act.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe the club owner.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just as an example, maybe the owner of the club. Just make sure first that they haven't seen the owner of the club.
Yeah.
It can be awkward if they expect you to be like a really tan 50-year-old white man.
Yeah.
And you're actually, in fact, a 30-year-old bearded black guy.
Yeah.
You know? Make sure that they don't know the owner of the club before you try and pull that one off. But yeah, when it works, it works.
Man, I love that. Baller on a budget. Hey, we just had another couple of tweets coming through for some late entries for Are You Taking the Piss Tuesday. We've got Celeste in Andover. She has said that my friends are taking the right fucking piss as it's my birthday and not one of them have said happy birthday. My ideal birthday present is now new friends.
Are you taking the piss? Did she say it's her birthday today?
So her birthday today.
Maybe that. I hate to ruin this for you, but maybe they're planning a surprise party.
Oh, shit.
Have I let the cat out of the bag?
Oh, yeah.
And then if they see that tweet that she sent, then.
Yeah.
You've got to watch
she
that.
She might be the one.
That's the thing. If someone. Wait, like, it's only bloody 6 o'clock, man.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's only 6 o'clock. Wait till at least 11:59 before you start going on Tinder looking for new pals. All right,
Tinder.
Tinder's not the place for new pals. I found new friends on Tinder. Well, they became friends.
Yeah. Buck buddies.
Can we stay friends? Yeah, this isn't really going to go anywhere, babes. But can we stay friends? Yeah, I'm getting friends from Tinder.
You basically just said, I've gained people that. If you are listening, we are not in a relationship. Just so you know,
indeed.
This is not going anywhere. Friends on Tinder.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know what? That just made me think when she tweeted us saying that her friends have not thought about it, and you're saying maybe they've organised a surprise party and you just shot yourself in the foot.
Yep.
Now, I remember seeing this shit on YouTube a couple of years back. I think it's quite old now, but basically it was this guy's birthday And what his girlfriend and his brother and their friends and stuff had organised was to get him like a scratchy right. card from, you know, lottery scratchy.
Uh-huh.
So they got it for his birthday, just a little thing. Oh, here's an extra little present, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
He'd won $2 million Jesus. On the card, right? And he was like, what?
Jesus.
What? What? He's losing his mind. First thing he does, he gets on a blower, calls up his boss and goes, I quit. I hate you. You're the biggest dick in the world. I quit. I'm out. I just won $2 million. I'm rich, bitch. I'm rich. And everyone's like, whoa, whoa, chill, man. Chill. What are you doing? And he's like, first thing he does, he turns to his girlfriend and goes, you shut up. Bitch, we're over.
Oh.
I hate you so much. I've hated you for so long. He's like, do you know why you got little bruises on the back of your arms? Because I pinched you while you're asleep. I hate you so much. And everyone's going, whoa. And his brother's like, man, chill out. What are you doing? You're going nuts. And he turns to his brother and goes, man, you shut up too. I hate you as well. Do you know what? Every 3 p.m. every Wednesday, do you know what happens? Yeah, your wife comes and gives me a head job in the car park of my work. God. I hate you all. I'm rich. I don't need any of you. And their girlfriend starts bawling her eyes out. She's like, it was a fake ticket.
Oh,
it was a joke ticket. It was a joke. And this guy's just thrown his whole life away. But you know what? If a guy acts like such a dick
he
deserves it.
He 100% deserves that.
He absolutely deserves it.
Lucky his brother didn't batter him.
I know.
Wasn't Ryan Giggs, was it?
Hey?
I know, he wouldn't need to.
John Terry, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, God, we have got one more. Are you taking the piss Tuesday? Now, this one's from Richard at Notting Hill. I had to wait 20 minutes for my chips. Oh, hang on. Should we do this in the Cockney accent?
Yeah.
Here we go. Come on, you do it, mate. You do it, Mark.
All right.
Here we go.
So from Richard in Notting Hill, and I suspect you're probably not Cockney if you live in Notting Hill, but I'm going to do it anyway. I had to wait 20 minutes for my chips earlier. I mean, are you taking the piss?
Are you taking the piss?
Definitely 20 minutes. But 20 minutes for chips. Although, hang on. They're probably gourmet chips.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're in a gastro pub, Richard, from Notting Hill. Do you own the pub? Is that why you're so impatient?
Wait, what? These potatoes aren't biodynamic. Oh, no, send them back.
Are you appropriating the urine?
Oh, God. Okay, I'm sorry. I just lied. There's actually one more. Stan, this is the last time we're going to wrap up. Are you taking the piss right now? This is from Stan at Waterloo. My tray's been cancelled, isn't it? My card has been declined, so I can't buy a nice cold beer, and I've got a big spot. I think the whole world is taking a piss, to be honest.
Yeah, I feel for him the most.
Yeah, man.
I feel you should have known better with the trains.
What's up with your card?
Yeah. That I don't know who'd be taking a piss out of that one. Maybe your employers haven't paid you, but the spot, yeah. Cut down on certain things, man.
Yeah.
Hey, cut down on certain things. Change your diet.
Hey, locksmith, Michael Payne. Now, obviously, Michael Payne, you're filling in for Doc Brown and Sarah Love. Now, I'm the not cool guy of the gang. I'm fine
Come
with
on,
that.
Come on, mate. You're the
I'm
coolest.
I'm fine with that,
you're the
right?
coolest one. What are you
now,
talking about?
What I want to do is I want to try to make myself a bit cooler coming up next. Do you guys want to start an a cappella group with me?
Yeah. A barbershop. Your friend's outside. Maybe we could get your friend involved and be a quartet.
Do you want to do it?
Let's do it.
That's cool, right?
Let's invite just
is that cool?
Matrix in
that's
there.
Cool, yeah?
Let me just warm up my voice.
All right.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, yeah,
bum,
amazing.
Bum,
bum, no, look, hear me out. There is a reason why we need this.
Right.
All right, coming up next. I'm going to tell you right after brand new Roots Maneuver. Fast 2:11. You're on FUBAR, Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Sarah Doc away. Michael Payne filling in. Locksmith joining us in the studio. Yeah, some brand new Roots Maneuver there. You're on FUBAR, Sarah Hugh and Doc 2. Sarah Love and Doc Brown away. Michael Payne is filling in both chairs. One cheek on either chair.
I've got locksmith on my left knee.
Yeah, locksmith, of course.
Got my Santa outfit on.
Still joining us in the studio, locksmith. Thank you, mate, for sticking around.
Mm.
Now, I want to try to up my street cred a bit. You know, so I thought you lads could help me out here by we could start an a cappella group.
Yeah.
A cappella.
I've been watching a lot of the Office US recently, and there is a character, what's his name? Oh, I can't remember his name, and I'm not watching it. He loves a cappella.
All right.
He loves a cappella.
Maybe that's the movie.
I'm really. you know, this is this show has proved that we are both really crap with names.
Thank you very much.
I couldn't even remember Bobby Schmurder. Now I can't remember one of my favourite characters from The Office US.
So what I thought, maybe we should just start off with something real easy, like happy birthday or something like that.
Let's do it.
How do you want to kick it off? Here we go.
Do you want to start? I'll see if I can harmonise, maybe.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to anonymous person who we don't know yet. Happy birthday to you. What do you reckon?
That was cool.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's try. Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
To you.
Happy birthday to Duncan, CEO of FUBAR.
We're here.
Duncan, the big boss man. What do you know?
Happy birthday to you.
You. You. You. You.
You.
You. You.
You.
You.
You.
You. Well, shit, a cappella group.
I think we're the best, mate. We're the best.
Great, mate. Hey, just about time to get out of here now. Michael Payne, thank you so much for filling in, mate.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been amazing. I may be back next week, right?
Mate. Well, I quite genuinely hope so.
We're going to find out.
But I tell you what, if it's not next week, it's going to be very soon. We've got to get out of here. Locksmith, thank you so much for joining us on the show today,
mate. Thank you, mate.
Thanks for
and we'll be back. We'll be back. I'll be back Friday from 1 for the Friday Social. You're on FUBAR.
Keep it locked.
Sarah Hugh and Doc 2 on FUBAR Radio.